Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the studios of Apostle Larry Barr's Truth Ministry Broadcasting Network. I am your host, Apostle Larry C. Barr. And today we begin a show connecting to the kingdom of God. Connecting to the kingdom of God. This is our Kingdom Coaching Project show session. We talked about being in oneness with God. Now we're talking about connecting, unplugging from the kingdom of darkness and plugging in and connecting to the kingdom of God. I like to start every show out with just a little praise and a little worship. Amen. So we're going to get a little praise going here. In Psalms 148, it says, praise ye the Lord, praise ye the Lord from the heavens, praise him in the heights, praise ye him and his angels, praise ye him and all his host, praise ye him sun and moon, praise him all ye stars of light, praise him you heavens of heavens and you waters that be above the heavens, let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He has also established them forever and ever. He has made a decree which shall not be passed. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy winds fulfilling his words, mountain and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowls. Kings of the earth, all people, princesses and judges of the earth, both young men and maiden, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and the heavens. He also exhorts the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto him, praise ye the Lord. Praising the name of the Lord, giving praise due to his holy name. We praise his name, we exalt his holy name. Father, we come before you humbled and broken, asking you to forgive us of our sins and our iniquities. Whatever we have done, God, these are the kingdom days that we are supposed to be living in and we're supposed to be commanding, because when we got born again and got saved again, those of us that got filled with the Holy Ghost, our days changed. We are no longer our own being. We are now property of the kingdom of God. And now we are living by the days of the kingdom. But Father, forgive us for failing to live properly to the code of the kingdom. Father, we've been living in the days of sin, in the days of iniquities and transgression, walking in the footsteps of the forefathers, walking in generational curses, Lord God. And we come before you humbly and brokenly. We come before you surrendering and yielding ourselves before you, saying, Lord, forgive us. Forgive us. Some of us, we've been plugged into the wrong thing. Some of us, we've been plugged into the kingdom of darkness. Some of us, we've been plugged in. We've been plugged in. Yes, we have. Some of us, we've been plugged into the kingdom of darkness. We've plugged in. We plugged into the kingdom of darkness. Yes, yes, yes. Some of us plugged in to the kingdom of darkness. We plugged in. We plugged in to the kingdom of darkness. Some of us, yes, we did. But Father, here we are today, praying and asking you to forgive us of our sins, iniquities, and transgressions. Before we continue in and forward, before we praise your name, we're asking you to have mercy upon us, compassion upon us, Lord God. Hallelujah. As we unplug from the kingdom of darkness and we begin to plug into the kingdom. Today, God, we're unplugging. That's right, we're snatching our cords up. We're unplugging from the words of the kingdom of darkness, from the lifestyle of the kingdom of darkness, from the sin and iniquities and the transgressions of the kingdom of darkness, from the way of the kingdom of darkness, for the pleasure and the perversion of the kingdom of darkness. We are unplugging, and we're going to plug into the kingdom, plug into the Holy Spirit, plug into love, joy, peace, mercy, and grace, plug into righteousness, compassion, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We're going to plug in to the lifestyle of the kingdom. We're going to plug in to the way of the kingdom. We're going to plug in to living in kingdom days, living in kingdom days, serving a kingdom God and doing it a kingdom way. There's a song we sang in the church that said, these are my kingdom days, and I'm going to live them in a kingdom way. These are my kingdom days, and I'm going to live them in a kingdom way. These are the days of the kingdom that the Lord has given unto me. These are the days of the kingdom that the Lord has given unto me. I'm going to live them in a kingdom way, because these are my kingdom days. And Father, we praise you. We repent. We come holy. We come humbly. We come brokenly. And we ask for mercy and grace. Yes, we plugged in. Yes, we've been plugged into sin. Yes, we've been plugged into iniquity. Yes, we've been plugged into transgressions. Yes, God. Yes, yes, we've been the wrong way. But God, we unsnatch our cords. We unsnatch our cords. We unplug from the kingdom of darkness. We unplug from the spirit of adultery, the spirit of procrastination, the spirit of wickedness. We unplug from witchcraft. We unplug from sorcery. We unplug from divination. We unplug from the occult. We unplug from sinful and wicked practices of the forefathers. We unplug. We snatch our cards out. Go ahead. Snatch your card out. Snatch your card out. You know what you've been doing. You know what you've been. Calling on the name of God, but you're still sinning. Calling on the name of God, but you ain't living kingdom. Go ahead. Stand up and say, I unplug. I snatch my card out. I snatch my card away from Tom. I snatch my card away from Brenda. I snatch my card away from Sam. I snatch it away. Oh no, I unplug. I unplug from adultery. I unplug from perversion. I unplug from witchcraft. I unplug from sorcery. I unplug from living wrong. I unplug from stealing. I unplug from killing. I unplug from the work of the flesh. I unplug. I unplug. I unplug. I unplug. I unplug. See, excuse me. See, you can't get the source. You can't get the flow if you ain't plugged up. See, sin can't flow if you ain't plugged up. Sin can't flow if you ain't connected. Sin can't flow if you ain't plugged up. Sin can't flow if you ain't connected. See, adultery can't flow to you if you ain't connected to adultery. Mm-hmm. See, perversion can't flow to you if you ain't connected to perversion. See, you got to unplug. You got to unplug. You got to unplug. You got to plug. Snatch your card out. Snatch your card out. Whatever's holding you back from the kingdom, snatch your card out. Whatever's keeping you from going forward in the kingdom, unplug, baby. Unplug, because it's all about the kingdom, baby. And we give God praise, and we worship his holy name, for he's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be exalted. He's worthy to be magnified, and he's worthy to be lifted up. We are unplugging from the darkness of this world, and we're plugging in to the light of the kingdom, baby. We're plugging into the kingdom. We're plugging in. Come on, come on, come on. Get on your feet. Whatever's in your heart, you got to unplug from it. Whatever your heart done got full of, you got to unplug from it. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, let's go one more time. I unplug from witchcraft. I unplug from sorcery. I unplug from divination. I unplug from the work of evil. I unplug from hatred. I unplug from bitterness. I unplug from malice and jealousy. I unplug from rage and anger. I unplug. I unplug. I unplug. I unplug. I unplug. You can't flow to me if I ain't plugged up to you. You can't control me if I ain't plugged up to you. You can't manipulate me if I ain't plugged up to you. So I unplug. I unplug from sin. I unplug from iniquities. I unplug from transgression. I unplug from the days of evil. And I plug into the kingdom. I plug into God. I plug into the Holy Ghost. I plug into Christ Jesus. I plug into the days of the kingdom so I can get a kingdom flow. I command a kingdom flow. Now let goodness and mercy flow to me. Let compassion and wisdom flow to me. I plug in the goodness and mercy. I plug in the compassion and wisdom of the Holy Ghost. I plug into the love of the Holy Ghost. I plug into the truth of the Holy Ghost. I plug in the prosperity and blessings of the kingdom. I plug into the favor of the kingdom. I plug in. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ, I plug into praise and worship. I plug into the praise of the King. I plug into the worship of the kingdom. I plug into the word of God. I plug in, I plug in, I plug in, I plug in, so I can get kingdom, baby, so the kingdom can flow to me, so the kingdom can come to me. See, the kingdom can't flow to me if I ain't plugged in. The kingdom can't come to me if I ain't plugged in. What a are you plugged into this morning? What are you plugged into? Coke 45, that's what you're drinking this morning? You're shooting your arm up with a needle? What you plugged into this morning? You're raising all kind of hell this morning? What you plugged into? What you plugged into, Jezebel? What you plugged into with your mean, hateful self? What you plugged into this morning? What's coming out, Jezebel? Because whatever's coming out your mouth, Jezebel, that's what you plugged into. What you plugged into, Ahab? What you plugged into, Jezebel? What you plugged into, witch and sorcerer? What you plugged into, warlock? What you plugged into? Because that's what's coming out your mouth this morning. What you plugged into? What you plugged into? Stand up and start snatching them cords up. Oh, that's a country word for some of you who don't know. Stand up and start pulling. Let me do it the proper way. Stand up and start pulling those cords out. Pulling those, because I got to, you know, most folks are educated. Stand up and start pulling out those cords. Got to use proper English when you're talking to educated folks. Stand up and pull out all of those cords. Pull them out. Pull them out. Pull them out. Stand up, pull out all of those cords. Now for you country folk, stand up and snatch out them cords. Snatch them out, snatch them out, snatch them out. Stand up and snatch them out. See, that's shorter and quicker. Stand up and snatch them out, snatch them out, snatch them out, snatch them out, snatch them out. In the name of Christ Jesus. You don't want sin in your life? Snatch the cord away, baby. If you don't want perversion in your life, unplug from it, baby. If you don't want the works of evil in your life, unplug, 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 unplug. In the name of Christ Jesus. Unplug, girl. Unplug, sir. Unplug. Right now. Right now. Unplug. 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 We almost slew. Unplug. Unplug. Praise Psalms 150 say, praise thee the Lord. Psalms 150 say, praise thee the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sounds of the trumpet. Praise him with the psalms tree and the harp. Praise him with trembles and dance. Praise him with string instruments and organ. Praise him upon the loud cymbal. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbal. Let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. Oh God, let everything that have breath give praise unto the Lord. Let everything that have breath this morning open your mouth and plug in and give praise unto the Lord. Let everything that have breath open your mouth this morning, plug into God and give praise unto the Lord. Praise him for his worthy. Praise him for his holy. Praise him for his righteous. Praise him for he's the God of God. He's the Lord of lords and he's the King of kings and he's the God above all gods. Praise him because he sits on a mountain throne ruling and reigning supreme over everything. Let everything that have breath unplug and plug into the kingdom this morning. Oh, what's coming out your mouth this morning? Defilement, interruption. The Bible says it ain't what goes into the mouth of a man and goes down into his belly that defiles him, but it's what comes out of his heart. What's coming out your heart this morning? What is your mouth speaking from your heart this morning? What is your mouth speaking from your heart, witch? What is your mouth speaking from your heart, warlock? What is your mouth speaking from your heart, perverted rascal? What is speaking? Are you speaking perversion this morning? Are your words perverted? What's coming out of you this morning? What is coming? Is hell coming at you this morning? Anger coming out of you this morning? Bitterness coming out of you this morning? Jealousy and malice? Hating on folks this morning? What's coming out your heart this morning? Because out of the heart, the mouth speaks. But see, God is holy, 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 holy. God is holy, 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 holy. God is holy, 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 holy. He's a holy God. He's a holy King. And he's worthy to be praised. So let everything that have breath this morning give praise unto the Lord. Let everything that have breath. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Some of you slow. Some of you slow. Unplug and plug into the praise. Plug in. Plug in. See, you can't give God the praise. He said, those that worship me must worship me in spirit and truth. See, if you want to give him spirit praise, you got to plug into the spirit, baby. See, you can't praise him in your flesh, because flesh don't want to praise God. But if you plug into the Holy Ghost, you'll praise him like I'm praying. See, I'm plugged in this morning. I ain't shooting and jiving. I plugged into the Holy Ghost, and I'm praising him like a madman, because I plugged in. I plugged into the spirit, not the flesh. Amen. He's worthy of all praise. He's worthy of all praise. He's worthy to be exalted. He's worthy to be magnified. He's worthy to be lifted up. He's worthy to be connected to. He's worthy to plug into. He's the Lord of Lords. He's the King of Kings. He's Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nishi, Jehovah Raphi, the Prince of Peace, the Almighty God, the Wonderful Counselor, the Healer, the Deliverer, the Redeemer, the Restorer, the Breakthrough God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's who I'm plugged into. Who you plugged into this morning? Who you plugged into? Because that's the flow you getting, baby. That's the flow coming down the line. That's the flow coming down the tube. That's what's flowing to you this morning. I'm plugged into the kingdom, baby. So what's flowing out of my mouth? What's coming out of my mouth? Kingdom. What's flowing out of me? Kingdom. What's flowing out of me? The kingdom of God. What am I talking about? The kingdom of God. What am I ministering about? The kingdom of God. What am I speaking about? The kingdom of God. So what am I plugged into? The kingdom, baby. It's all about the kingdom. Oh, yeah. Some of you get it. Some of you get it tomorrow. That's why I do these broadcasts. Some of us slow. You know what I'm talking about. Some of us slow. We don't get it 4 or 5 days later. You'll get it. You'll plug in later. Long as you plug in. If you're a schizophrenic and got 7 personalities, drag all 7 of your personalities and plug into the kingdom, and God will deliver you from every one of them. Let me say that again. If you're a schizophrenic and you got 7 personalities talking at one time, drag all 7 of them, unplug from darkness, drag all 7 of them over to the kingdom, plug into the kingdom, and ask God to deliver you from all of them personalities. Oh, yes, yeah. If you're sick this morning, be like the woman with an issue of blood. Drag yourself down the side of the road and reach out and plug in. She reached out and touched the hem of his garment. She reached out and plugged in. She dragged herself down the side of the road and she reached out and touched the hem of his garment. Oh, don't you see the cord in her hand? She unplugged from the doctors. She unplugged from the doctor said he had took all her money. Said the doctors had took all her money. So she unplugged from the doctors and she dragged herself down there with that issue of blood, and she plugged into the kingdom of God. She connected to the kingdom, baby, and she got healed instantly. Yeah, see, what are you plugged into this morning? What got you sick? What got you miserable? What got you confused? What got you contaminated? What got you upset? What got your life tore all up? Why you sitting there popping them pills? Why you so depressed? Why you sitting there hating everybody? What's going on with you this morning? Why you keep drinking yourself to death? Unplug from the sickness. Unplug from the disease. Unplug from the infirmity. Unplug from what mama said, from what daddy said, from what sister said, from what brother, what brother said. Unplug from the wounded spirit. Unplug from all that hurt and pain. And plug into the kingdom, baby. Plug in and connect with the kingdom. I'm already in the word. Plug in and connect to the kingdom. Unplug, unplug, unplug. Unplug, unplug, unplug. Unplug from the kingdom of darkness and plug into the kingdom of God. Unplug from the kingdom of darkness and plug into the kingdom of God. You got to unplug from the kingdom of darkness and you got to plug in to the kingdom of God. Why? So you can get a kingdom flow. So you can get what you need. So you can get it, see? So you can get what you need. I'm going to read something to you real quick here. I want to show you something. Let me show you something. Let me show you something in Matthew 4. And Matthew 4 started at verse 12 of Matthew 4, it said, now when Jesus heard that John was cast into the prison, he departed into Galilee. What's stopping you, baby? What's holding you up? If you go on up and read verse 1, you'll see where he gets filled with the Holy Spirit. You'll see where Jesus plugs into the kingdom and makes a kingdom connection. And you'll see where he gets the spirit of the kingdom that brings him the power, the authority, the dominion of the kingdom. He plugs in to the kingdom. He come walking, and John the Baptist sees him, and John baptized him, and they say the spirit descended from heaven like a dove and landed upon him, and God said, "This is my son in whom I'm well pleased." You know God didn't say that until he was filled with the Spirit. You know God didn't declare he was his son in whom he well pleased until he got the Spirit of God. So what am I saying? Jesus had to make a kingdom connection. Jesus plugged in to the kingdom. Jesus plugged in to the kingdom and made a kingdom connection and got the flow of the Spirit. Jesus was filled with the Holy Spirit, which is the Spirit of God. God was in Jesus. God, the King, God, the Supreme God, was in Jesus. Jesus got a kingdom flow. Jesus made a kingdom connection. Now Jesus is full of the kingdom. He's full of the power of the kingdom. He's full of the authority of the kingdom. He's full of the dominion of the kingdom. He's full of the word of the kingdom. He's full. His life is kingdom, baby. He's finna live a kingdom life. He's finna live in kingdom days, and he's gonna do it in a kingdom way because he is the son of the king. He's finna live in kingdom days, and he's finna live in a kingdom way because he's filled with the source in the kingdom. He's filled with the spirit of the kingdom. He's filled with the power of the kingdom. He's filled with the word of the kingdom. He's filled with the wisdom of the kingdom. He's filled with the knowledge of the kingdom. He's filled with the understanding of the kingdom. He ain't gonna talk about nothing but the doctrine of the kingdom. He ain't gonna preach nothing but the doctrine of the kingdom. He ain't gonna reveal nothing but the doctrine of the kingdom. Why? Because he's full of kingdom. Some of you this morning woke up and plugged into hatred, and you're full of hatred. You're full of bitterness. Your heart is hateful. Your mouth is speaking the words of hate. Out of your mouth come the fulfilling of your heart. Your heart is full of hate. You hate everybody. You hate the dog. You hate the cat. You hate the shower. You hate the stove. You hate the refrigerator. You hate the car. You hate the truck. You hate your son. You hate your daughter. You hate your daddy. You hate your mama. You hate your boss. You hate your co-workers. You hate the folks at the bank. You hate the man at the service station. You just hate everybody. Hate everybody, because your heart is full of hate. What you plugged into, baby, I'll snatch that card. If that's you, shut up. Oh my God, if that's you, unplug and plug in the kingdom so God can deliver you from that spirit of hate. Oh, unplug. Some of you are so perverted. Oh, yeah, come on, in the kingdom. See, the problem with the saints, most of us perverted at home. Supposed to be full of the Holy Ghost, full of his knowledge, full of his wisdom, full of his understanding, full of his power, full of his dominion, full of his authority. All we supposed to be talking is kingdom, preaching kingdom, talking kingdom, displaying kingdom. Oh, shit, we full of porno, full of perverted things, perverted devices, perverted words, and call ourselves the children of God. Oh, we full of the work of the devil. And what come out of us? The work of the devil. What do we portray? The work of the devil. What do we show? The work of the devil. Why? Because we full of it. Now, for those of you who say, "I don't understand what he's saying. He needs to talk more common, make common sense." Well, let me break it down on a parable level so you will understand. If you want electricity, then you got to go to the source where electricity comes from. If you want electricity, why you plugging into a chicken? If you want electricity, why you plugging into a horse? If you want electricity, why you plugging your wires into a rock? If you want electricity, you got to go where the source is electricity. If you want to flow electricity, you got to plug into electricity. Now, if you want abuse and want to be abused so you can walk around and feel sad for yourself, then you got to plug into the source where the abuse coming from, see? See? See, if that man is constantly abusing you, constantly lowering you, constantly stripping you of your womanhood, constantly telling you what you ain't, constantly telling you you're nothing without him, constantly telling you you ain't gonna never make it without me, constantly telling if I had to manage you, nobody would have managed you. You ain't nothing. But if you want to be abused, that's what you got to go plug into. You got to go plug into the source where the abuse coming from, baby. You can't go plug into a man who knows you nothing but love and speak the words of love over your life and give you love and talk about how much he cherishes you and talk about how special you are and talk about how worthy you are and always building you up and always encouraging you and always loving on you and always telling you you can do it. He's your greatest supporter. He got your back. He'll do anything in the world for you, always bringing you roses and flowers, always putting a smile on your face, and that's what you're trying to get abuse from? You trying to plug into that and get abuse? That's why women who've been abused or men who've been severely abused, if they plug into something good, they got to destroy it. They got to turn it into abuse. Why? Because they used to be an abused. And if it's good and good stuff is flowing from them, they got to turn around and destroy the good man and make him abusive so they can feel normal. See? Because they feel normal when they abuse, but not in the kingdom, baby. See, I don't unplug. If that's you, unplug. No more abuse. No more calling abuse normal. No more. No more calling abuse lifestyle. That's normal. Into the kingdom, baby, where you get love, where there's mercy, where there's grace, where there's healing, where there's deliverance, where there's restoration, where there's. Plug in and experience the love of God. Plug in to the real, unadulterated love. Plug in and get the real, genuine love of the Spirit. Plug in and watch how the Holy Ghost love you, baby. Watch how the Holy Ghost treat you, baby. Watch how the Holy Ghost heal you, baby. Watch how the Holy Ghost delivers you, baby. Watch how the Holy Ghost show you the kingdom, baby. Watch how the Holy Ghost teach you the way of the kingdom. Watch how you start living kingdom style and not abusive style. Perversion, people trapped perversion, and you're calling it normal, anything about you perverted, your words are perverted, business meetings you're talking perverted, right, co-workers you're talking perverted, that ain't normal, quit calling it normal, yeah, you the boss, yeah, you the big dog, yeah, you the man in charge, but you're about to be going to jail, you keep messing with them women now. On the job. And they see, they calling it sexual harassment. You calling it normal. Want to grab the women, want to touch the women. And you calling it normal. I don't see nothing wrong with it. They calling it sexual harassment because you're violating their body. You're violating their privacy. They calling it sexual. You say, no, it's normal. It's normal. I mean, I don't see nothing wrong with it. I don't see, oh, no, it ain't normal. It ain't normal. It's perversion. You're calling perversion normal. How many of us, come on, saints of God, how many of us are calling perversion kingdom? Perversion ain't kingdom. Quit calling perverted kingdom. Quit calling perversion kingdom. Perversion is perversion. It is not kingdom, baby. Kingdom is righteousness. Kingdom is holy. Kingdom is righteousness. What are you plugged into? Unplug. If you plugged into perversion and perversion has become your normal way of life, unplug. And plug into the kingdom, baby, so you can know what's normal, so you can know what's right. In Matthew, Jesus is coming down here. In Matthew 3, he's coming down by Galilee. The kingdom is coming. Jesus is full of the kingdom. And he goes into Galilee. And he begins to minister and deal with the people. And he heals them all from their sickness and disease. You know that the people didn't get set free till they plugged into the kingdom. You know the people didn't get healed till they plugged into the kingdom. You know the people's conditions didn't change until they plugged into the kingdom. You know they didn't get no breakthrough until they plugged into the kingdom. The people in Galilee that were sitting in the regions of darkness and the shadows of death, the people had to plug into the kingdom. 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 And the Bible says that he healed them all. Because they plugged in. The woman with an issue of blood that went to the doctors and they took all her money. She was dying. She heard about Jesus, and she had prayer from the doctors. And she went down there and prayed into Jesus, and the Bible says she got healed immediately. The person referenced back to the juice, the electricity. But when she plugged that cord into Jesus, she got an electric shock. Mm-hmm. See, when she plugged into the source of healing, she got healed. Mm-hmm. When she plugged into the source of deliverance, she got delivered. When she plugged into the source that brings breakthrough, she got a breakthrough. When she plugged into the source of miracles, she got a miracle. Not her life man changed. She ain't dying, she made whole. Now she know what? For living in the days of man and trust the man, and man ain't about nothing but money. And I heard that the Bible said they took all her money. Man ain't nothing but about money. So she implied from what man was saying, and she went in and prayed to the kingdom, and she got delivered. Oh, we're talking today connected to the kingdom of God. What you plugged into? What are you plugged into? Who you plugged into? Why you plugged into? Oh, it's important. You need to check it. Check who you plugged into. What you plugged into, or where are you plugged into? Are you getting the kingdom flow, baby? Are you getting kingdom sources? Are you getting kingdom wisdom, kingdom knowledge? Is the kingdom of God being presented to you? Are you seeing the kingdom where you plugged in at? Are you experiencing the kingdom? Do you see deliverance? Is deliverance flowing to you? Is breakthrough flowing to you? Is miracles flowing to you? Is healing flowing to you? Is the kingdom being taught to you? Is the kingdom coming to you? Do you see the kingdom? Do you see it? Are you watching the kingdom? What you plugged into? Who you plugged into? And where you plugged into? Oh, let me say it again. Who you plugged into? What you plugged into? And where you plugged into? See, most of us been plugged into sin. Mm-hmm. And there were places where we committed sin. Mm-hmm. Mephibosheth was down there in Lodabar, plugged into Lodabar, and it was rough down there. He was starving down there. It was a wasteland. There was no prosperity there. Mephibosheth was plugged into a bad place. And then he went up there and plugged into the kingdom of David. He went up there and plugged into David's kingdom. And Mephibosheth got a mansion that belonged to his grandfather. Mephibosheth got all of the treasure, the gold and the silver that belonged to his grandfather and his father. Mephibosheth inherited the land that belonged to his father and grandfather. Mephibosheth inherited all of the servants. Mephibosheth's days changed. He went from the days of Lodabar to living in the days of the kingdom. But he had to unplug. He had to unplug from Lodabar mentality. He had to unplug from poverty and life. He had to unplug from a mindset that was in Lodabar that said he couldn't achieve nothing, that said he couldn't be nothing, that said he would never be able to succeed, that would not awaken the greatness that was inside of him. He had to unplug. Mephibosheth jumped on the back of them horses and said, take me to King David. And he snatched his cord out of Lodabar. See, where are you plugged in at? You might need to go snatch your cord out. Where are you plugged in at? And who in that place are you plugged into that's feeding you, that you're getting your source from? You might need to snatch a cord away from them. And what you plugged to? What kind of doctrine? What are you following? What do you believe about yourself in life? What are you plugged into? Because you might need to get up and snatch all three cords out and plug into the kingdom, baby. Plug into the kingdom. Plug into the kingdom. Plug. And some of you getting up right now, you're snatching them out. Snatching them out. Boom, boom, boom. Country smoke, snatch them out. Snatch them out, country smoke. Snatch them out. Hey. Educated folks, with your theologies and your doctrine, will you please pull your plugs out? You professors, you lawyers, you doctors, you know, with your, will you please pull your cord out and plug into the kingdom? Will you please pull your cord out of darkness and go and plug into the kingdom? Now, you country folk, snatch your cord out of darkness and go plug into the kingdom, baby. Snatch it out, snatch it out, snatch it out, snatch it out, and go plug into the kingdom so you can get kingdom flow, kingdom healing, kingdom deliverance, kingdom breakthrough, so you can get the faith of the kingdom, so you can get the power of the kingdom, so you can see the kingdom operating in your life. This is Apostle Larry C. Barge here at the studios of, that's right, Apostle Larry Ball Truth Ministries Broadcasting Network. I ain't gonna tell you nothing but the truth. That's what I'm about. I'm about the kingdom, baby. I'm gonna tell you. Listen, you can't get a kingdom flow plugged into the devil. You can't get kingdom plugged into adultery, fornication, hatred, bitterness. You can't be old mean Jezebel and full of hatred and bitterness talking about you talking kingdom. No, 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 no. Baby, you plugged into sorcery and witchcraft and divination. See, you can't be a witch talking about I'm just doing God's kingdom business. Witches don't do God's kingdom business. You can't be a warlock talking about, well, you know, this is what God told me to practice. No, God don't practice witchcraft. What are you plugged into? Who? Where are you plugged in? Who are you plugged into? And what are you plugged into? Because you might need to get up and pull them cords out. If you want the kingdom, baby, you got to pull them cords out. You got to pull them out and plug into the kingdom and make a kingdom connection. Oh, thank you for joining me here in the studios of Apostle Larry Ball Truth Ministry Broadcasting Network. And today we did a show on Kingdom Coaching Project, and we're talking about connecting to the kingdom of God, unplugging from what? From the place, from who and what that is not giving you a kingdom flow, and plugging in to a place where you can get kingdom, to a person that even if you talk to them, you hear kingdom, and to a flow of kingdom. Thank you for joining me. Bye-bye.